This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
All of these pieces, the inventions and the sinfonias, seem to say what Bach said in all of the rest of his music, but in a nutshell, you know? And each one is about 1 or 2 minutes long and explores a different aspect of counterpoint, a different kind of way of treating a musical idea.
Simona Dinnerstein was 9 years old when she was first exposed to Bach's D minor invention during a music class in the Manhattan School of Music pre-college. On her latest recording, Dinnerstein explores all 30 of these musical ideas. Bach composed these pieces to be a teaching tool.
We're learning about how to both hear and play counterpoint. In other words, to hear two independent lines, in the case of the two-part inventions, or three independent lines, which are in the sinfonias. This is something that's really very hard to do. It's kind of like splitting your brain.
Simona says these little study pieces by Bach are very much like Chopin's etudes.
Chopin wrote 24 etudes, and each one explores a different aspect of piano technique. But he did it with such incredible imagination and musicality that they are complete works of music. You know, you could listen to it blissfully unaware of the challenges, the technical challenges of playing them. And I think the same could be said about the inventions and the sinfonias of Bach. You can listen to them for purely the musical pleasure of hearing the music.
Originally, these works were written to be played on a harpsichord or a clavichord. Simona prefers to play them on a modern piano.
Bach wrote that one of the most important aims of these pieces was to teach the keyboard player how to play in a cantabile style, which means how to play in a singing style. And I've thought quite a lot about what that means if you're playing this on a harpsichord. How do you play in a singing way on a harpsichord? As a pianist, it's much more easy to make the piano sing.
Simona says it's difficult to choose a favorite among the 15 inventions. She's very quick, however, to identify her favorite sinfonia.
There I would have to say it would be the E-flat. I think that is just the most amazingly expressive piece of music. And sinfonias are three voices, and all the other sinfonias have three equal voices. The E-flat is different in that it's really like a two-part invention with a bass line. So it sounds almost like the left hand is a kind of continuo, or like a lute or a bass or gamba.
As you listen to each of these 30 little masterpieces, you'll hear a dizzying array of emotions. Bach's music is very spiritual, and Simona argues it's also very human.
And what's interesting is that you can also interpret the music in very different ways. So, you know, you could hear one person's take on C minor as being completely different than another person's take on it. And, you know, one person might find the music to be melancholy, another one might find it to be strident, or another one might find it to be virtuosic. It's a very fascinating aspect of his writing that it can be seen in many different ways.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.